Blog Talk Radio.
To Deliverance Live Blog Talk Radio with your host Apostle Gregory Martin and with our co-host Elder Anthony Mason and Minister Nikki Cuthbert. We thank God for our Blog Talk listeners here on tonight, and we do appreciate you for tuning in night after night. And I know this is a time of spring break where all of the kids get the enjoyment of being at home with all the parents. And I know parents, you just love it to life, amen, to have all the kids at home. Well, we're thanking God again for your taking out your time and your busy schedule and listening to us on tonight. As in all the Blog Talk Radio broadcasts, I and our panelists that have been participating in the Blog Talk Deliverance Live broadcast, we do personally thank God for you, and we be praying for you that God will turn around and be the God that you need to be in your life. We know he'll do his job, and a lot of times what he's waiting for us to do is our job. And long as we do what God has spoken us to and told us to do, well, then I tell you, we can't go wrong in doing those things. Well, I thank God again. Our topic tonight is one of that it seems it sounds somewhat simple, but yet starts off like this. Did you know that that was in the Bible? I'm very much aware that there are people that don't know a lot of things that are in the Bible, and sometimes it can be basic. Expressed that a lot of people sometimes get boring to read the Bible. Some people find it they don't have the time to read the Bible. But I tell you, in these days and times we live in now, it's a good time for you to seek out the word of the Lord and read it. According to Isaiah 34 and 16, you got to actually get into that word of God. And because things are happening fast, we're on the eve of Jesus' return. And being this close to the coming of the Lord, whether it be days, weeks, months, or if the next very few years, which I still don't think is a long time because time is moving so fast, you got to make sure that you've got your soul anchored in the Lord. And at the same time, you got to be aware of some of the things that actually transpire around you in reference to the fulfillment of the Word of God. Again, you got to get in the Word of God to know what it's saying in order to understand the times of fulfillment that is now taking place in the midst of us and all around us. So as a result, within, I want to remind everybody that there are things in the Bible that the scriptures testify of, and some of the things that we've heard that's in the Bible, a lot of times that we read or hear various things, we got to make a difference whether or not it's the word of God. And if it's the word of the living God, it testifies of the things that we concerning which is, which was, and those things which is to come. It also testifies of an actual of the actual words that God has spoken to, even in the generations past. His word still testifies of those things that will one day affect every living soul, both present and future. For he declared these things in identifying himself as the great I am of the scriptures. He says in Revelations 1 and 8, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, again, which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Yes, heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus said, my words shall not pass away. Therefore, our question to our listening audience tonight is that did you know that that was in the Bible? And what is that that I'm talking about? Well, our panelist is here to help us in that and to express some of the things that are in the Bible. And we are looking at the soon coming of the Lord. And for the in reference to the world and the world of sinners and those that are living wickedly and have not turned or refused to turn, is either turn now or burn later. Submit now or submit later. Either you bow now or you bow later. You repent now or you repent later. You confess now or you confess later. Either you be sorrowful now for your sins or you be sorrowful later. But later is always too late. But now is the acceptable time. So again, our panelists here, we have Elder Anthony Mason and also Elder Minister Kenneth Davis and also Minister Daniel Martin and Evangelist Yvette Watson, Minister April Reeves and Prophetess Tasha Taylor and Minister Antoinette Martin. And they're going to be helping us in expressing, did you know? That was in the Bible. There are things in the Bible that some people just don't know about. Hopefully we can cover some of these areas, and hopefully that in our coverage it will help you get into your Bible and search the scriptures, for in them you have eternal life. All right? But I'm going to call Elder Anthony Mason. Would you share with us also in our listening audience concerning those things that may be in the Bible? Did you know that that was in the Bible? Elder Anthony Mason.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle. Tonight, my did you know is concerning the return of Jesus Christ. A lot of times you hear a lot of the older saints or the more seasoned saints say that Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. And a lot of people think it's just something that they're saying, something that they made up. But it's really something that's really in the Bible, that the scripture really does say that Jesus would come as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 2 said, For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall cometh, so cometh as a thief in the night. Revelations 16 and 15 said, Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And then my next scripture is 2 Peter 3 and 10 said, But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away, and the great noise, and the elements shall melt, and the fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. And 2 Thessalonians 2 and 2 said, That ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of the Christ is at hand. But I said that the scripture talks about Jesus coming as a thief in the night, and it's not saying that to say that it's a bad thing or that he's coming to rob you or steal something from you or come in and deceive you or trick you or anything of that nature. But it's comparing, it's making the comparison of Jesus to coming as a thief in the night, because you never know when a thief is going to come. You have no idea if somebody, when they come at night, the whole intention is to catch you off guard. It's when you never know they're coming in. You have no idea when they're going to come. A thief does not inform you of the time and the date in which he's going to appear in your house or come into your house to try to get in. And that's the same thing that the scripture is comparing concerning Jesus Christ. You know not the day nor the hour when Jesus Christ is going to return. And if you're not prepared, that's why the scripture said that you have to watch and keep his garments. You don't walk around, you know, naked in your house if you know guests or something are coming over. But the Bible talks about being prepared always. You just make sure that your house is clean. You make sure everything is prepared. Make sure everything is ready. And that's what the scripture is preparing us to do. Make sure your house, your spiritual house, your spiritual temple is prepared, because you never know when Jesus is going to come and when he's going to return. And that truly is in the Bible, that he is coming as a thief in the night.
Well, I tell you, first of all, I noticed something about a thief. In most cases, now there you got the little bitty crook, so to speak, but a real thief goes after the best. He goes into the house after the best jewels, the best valuables, those things that are valuable to him. That thief will go after the best jewels. He may overlook pocket change, but he'll go after the jewelry box. He's after the jewels. And one day, Jesus is going to come. I thank Elder Anthony Mason for that, because one day Jesus is going to come, and he's coming after the jewels of the kingdom of God to take the jewels or the people that are whose life is just radiant like jewelry. He's going to take them out of here. All right, Yvette Watson. Sister Yvette Watson, I want to ask you, what is that may be in the scriptures that somebody may not be aware of? What is that may be in the scriptures that we may need to know?
Good evening, Apostle Martin. I was thinking how there is a lot of things in the scriptures that we need to know, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about on tonight is one of the things that the devil himself don't want everybody to know. And that is, there is an end to Satan himself. There is an end to the devil. And I thought about how this is why so much chaos and so much wrath and so much terror and so much horror is taking place on the earth now, is because, as according to the Bible says in Revelation 12:12, is that the devil knows that he himself only has a short time on the earth. And I thought about the scripture in Luke 10:18, where Jesus said, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And I thought about how even when before Satan became Satan, he was Lucifer, and how God stripped him of his powers because he went corrupt in heaven. And even in heaven, when he went corrupt, God sent him out of heaven and created a place called hell, and he threw him down into the hells. And I began to think about, not only did God strip Lucifer of his position and of his title, but he stripped him of everything that he was in heaven. And I thought about, he's going to do the same thing to Satan himself. And I thought about it in the scripture, Revelation 20:10, said the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So I thought about that, how even though the enemy is tormenting people, he's coming against them, he's deceiving people, trying to get people to believe in false prophets and false doctrines, but the tables are going to turn in the end, because he's going to himself be destroyed and tossed into the lake of fire and brimstone. And I thought about how the scripture says, I thought about, just as there is an end to the enemy, I thought about that. That makes me excited to know about that, because not only is there going to be an end to the devil, what that says to me is that there's going to be an end to the heartaches, there's going to be an end to sorrow, there's going to be an end to depression, there's going to be an end to the struggles and the loneliness and the fear, there's going to be an end to sickness and diseases. And I thought about, there's going to be an end to it. And I think about how the scripture says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I have toward you, the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not evil, and to give you an expected end. So just as there's going to be an end to the devil, there's going to be an end to all the things that we are going through even on today. And I just wanted to ask the listeners, did you know that that was in the Bible? Amen.
Well, I'll tell you that is something that if everybody would grasp hold to, it is the foundation of hope that is already based in Jesus Christ, who already gone to Calvary, defeated the enemy, defeated the devil, and then stripped him of his power and rights against us. There is a factual statement in making when you said there is an end to the devil. Did you know that that was in the Bible? Some people act like they don't know that it's in the Bible, but you can know it based upon what minister evangelist Yvette Watson said. Now I want to go to Minister Daniel Martin. Let me say this before I get to Minister Daniel Martin. If you want to call in, you can call in 215-383-5866 for your questions or statements or for your prayer requests. You can call us on tonight. But I want to go to Minister Daniel Martin at this time. What is it, tell us whether or not there is some other stuff in the Bible that we may not be know that that's there.
God bless you, Pastor. Now, did you know this was in the Bible right here? Every believer that goes to heaven will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive rewards for what they did on earth. But every work shall be tried by fire, which is the word of God. Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, 29th verse said, is not my word like a fire? Did you know, everyone, that we have five crowns in the Bible, that when we go to heaven, one out of five we can have when we go to heaven? Now, the first one, I like to say, is the incorruptible crown, which is the victor's crown. This is inside of 1 Corinthians in 9 and 20, the 9th chapter and the 25th verse. Now, the second crown is the crown of life, which is read in Revelations, the second chapter in the 10th verse, which is basically like the martyr's crown. Now, the third one, and I love this one, which is the crown of glory, which is the elder's crown, which is in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 2nd verse through the 4th verse. Now, I love this one also. Now, this is a good one, which is the crown of righteousness. And this crown is for those who love his appearance, love the idea that Jesus is coming back, love the fact that he is here with us, which is read in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse. Now, I love this last one, and this last one wraps them all up, saying the crown of rejoicing, which is the soul's winner's crown, which is located in Second Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, the 19th verse through the 20th verse, which is this crown is for people who have won souls for God, for all your witnessing and all your hard work and all your labor that's not in vain. God will give you a crown for it. And I just want to say to all the listeners, what crown will you be wearing? From one crown or five crowns? That's what I want to ask. What crown will you be wearing? The first crown or the second crown or the third crown or the fourth crown or the fifth crown or all five crowns? Which crown would you be wearing? And did you know this was in the Bible? Amen.
Did you know that you got rewards, you that are living for God, you that are doing the will of God and doing the work of God, you that are looking and expecting the Lord to come back, you that have been suffering or going through, and maybe even have known of people that have been martyred for the testimony that they held and for the work that they've been done and for the Christ that they believed in. Do you not know everybody goes to heaven? There are rewards that are given. And I like what Minister Daniel Martin said, but every work will be tried by the word of God. In other words, the reasons why you did what you did, the reasons why you responded the way you responded, the reasons why you went to work for the Lord, whether it's for yourself or whether it's for the people of God, whether it's according to the will of God, whether it's according to the word of God, it all of it will be tested by the word, because he spake as it in Jeremiah 23 and 29, is not my word like a fire? The fire is going to try every man's work, and that which is made of good, of gold, silver, and precious stone will be able to abide the testing of God's word. But that which is of wood, hay, and stubble, that will burn up. But yet that person will yet be saved. But then, because if they didn't do it with the right mentality or the right attitude or rather the right spirit to fulfill and the word of God in reference to the love of God and the love for people, well, then their work will be tried. But did you know that that was in the Bible? Five crowns. And we're getting ready to go to break now, and we're going to pick up our rest of our panelists on the other side of break here in the next few minutes. But I want to right now call upon Minister Antoinette Martin. Minister Antoinette, did you know our topic is that that was in the Bible? Minister Antoinette.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. Yes, did you know that that was in the Bible? Well, there are two types of judgment, and everybody must be judged. Whether you're righteous or whether you're wicked, you will be judged. Now, one type of judgment is after the rapture, and that's for the righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Now, another type of judgment is for the wicked. Revelation 20:11 says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And every knee shall bow." Everyone has to be judged. Romans 14:11 says, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." So like Apostle said, you know, you're either going to bow now or you're going to bow later. And I just wanted to know, did you know that was in the Bible?
Did you know that every knee, or every person, every creative being that God has created in the heavens above and in the earth beneath, everyone that ever lived, everyone that has ever been created, from the angels, if you will, from Lucifer on, and his angels, all of the demon forces that have been attacking humanity from the beginning of time, every knee is going to bow to the Lord Jesus Christ, and every voice is going to declare that he is Lord, even to the glory of God the Father. I enjoy that, Minister Antoinette Martin. Every knee, there's a time of judgment for the righteous, and then there is a time of judgment for the wicked. Nobody will be able to escape the time of judgment. But how you're judged and where you wind up after you're judged is based upon whether you give your life to Jesus Christ or not. This is a preparation time. This is a fix-up time. This is a get-ready time. This is a time to pull off things, to make some detours, to make some decisions, to turn around some things, to stop some things, to start some new things. It's a time of decision. And everyone now in the world today is either making a decision either for Christ, or they make by the way they live and the way they talk and the way they walk, or they're making a decision against Christ by, again, those three factors: the way they live, the way they talk, and the way they walk. You don't have to live wrong. You don't have to live evil. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to live in bondage. You don't have to go that route, because Jesus Christ have made a way, seeing that all will stand before him, seeing that all, every knee going to bow, every tongue going to just rattle off of everything that's ever they've ever done, said, or even thought. The tongue's going to go rattling and testify and confess everything, even to those that don't even want to confess. Their tongues will go confessing. We confess now, or we confess later. We bow now, or we bow later. We turn now, or we turn around, burn later. And I don't know about you. I hate to get burned on the stove. I hate to get burned by the iron. But and the thing is that we don't want to take the chance of losing out with heaven and his beauty and God and his loving care, kindness and his loving care, and wind up going to a devil's hell, place that was not prepared for the righteous person that is willing to live righteous, but prepared for the wicked person that refused to turn to Jesus. All right, and I thank God for Minister Antoinette. It kind of bounced back off. She made a discourse here for a moment concerning those things that Daniel Martin had said a little bit earlier. With those that go to heaven going to receive some rewards. Five crowns he talked about. And here it is at the same time, it's every knee going to bow, and we're going to receive some rewards. And there's even other things that I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it been even revealed into the heart of men, those things that God has prepared for them that love him. There's going to be some awesome, awe-striking things that's going to blow the minds of everybody that go to heaven. The ooh-wee-wow is going to be an understatement concerning what people that live for Jesus and go to heaven is going to receive. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on these things. And I thank God for Minister Antoinette. But I want to go right now to Minister April Reeves. Minister April Reeves, tell us something that we may know of or heard of, or maybe that we may not have heard of, that is in that Bible.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. Well, did you know this was in the Bible? The seals of judgment, Revelation chapter 6. The first seal consists of a white horse, which represents the anti-many. The second seal consists of a red horse that was given power to take away peace, that they shall kill each other. So there would be a lot of murder. The third seal consists of a black horse that represents, or that is responsible for, famine on the earth. So there would be hunger. The fourth seal consists of a pale horse whose name is Death, and hell follow him. Power was given to him to kill with the sword, hunger, death, and with the beast of the earth. This is for those who missed the rapture. Then the fifth seal consists of an altar for the souls that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony they held. And in the sixth seal, seven events took place. There was a mighty earthquake, number one. Number two, the sun turns black. Number three, the moon turns to blood. Number four, there was falling stars. Number five, the sky tears away or apart like a scroll. Number six, the mountain islands move out of place. And number seven, introduce the seven judgments. So once again, did you know this was in the Bible?
In other words,
amen.
For those after the rapture, then it seems like that the world is going to start crumbling little by little, and definitely under the judgments of God, because the rapture is going to be the separation. Two will be in the field. One will be taken, the other be left. Two men will be together. One will be taken, and the other be left. Two women will be together. One will be taken, and the other will be left. Jesus testified of these things. And then he said, remember Lot's wife. Don't turn around. Once you start to walk toward God, live for God, don't turn around. Don't turn your back on God. It's not a time to backslide on the Lord. Because, one, he never done anything to you that you should turn your back on him, but did that which is good for you and I. For God is a good God. So, but these things that Minister April Reeves is the beginning of the end or the destruction of humanity. We see these things happening now. We see these things taking place. Hunger, murder, wars, rumors of wars. We see these things taking place. And as a result, within earthquakes and volcanoes and tidal waves and all of this is taking out thousands and thousands. So it's time to make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. But now we get ready to go to break.
while you think upon the decision, we're coming back and find out whatever else is in the Bible that maybe somebody didn't know. All right, let's go to break now. Bless you. This is Apostle Gregory Martin. We're on the other side of break. That number to call is 215-383-5866. We've been listening to Did You Know That Was in the Bible? Did you know that that was in the Bible? Our panelists have done such an excellent job on tonight of expressing some of the things that were in the Bible that some people not even ever heard of, that some people did not know. Before the break, Minister April Rees was talking about how that the world begins to eventually crumble under the word of God and under the judgments of God. And as a result, within everything begins to take on a different form and a different change. It seemed like the hopes of many will actually be, if you will, dissipated, crushed. That's what I'm trying to say. Will actually be crushed at the thought of that I missed the rapture, I missed the catching away by reason of the things that are going to come. Matter of fact, people's hearts are going to fail them for looking at the things that are going to come upon the earth. But right now, let me go to Prophetess Tasha Taylor. Give us something else that may be in the Bible that maybe somebody don't know.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. I was looking at the seven vials of Revelation. A lot of people don't like to read the book of Revelation. They become very scared. But I thought about the seven vials of Revelation, and it talks about boils being out of each vial, different things were going to be poured out. And the first one, there was going to be boils upon people of the earth. And the second one, there was going to be blood upon the seas. And the third one is going to be blood upon the rivers and waters. And the fourth one is going to be a scorching of the sun upon people. The fifth one is going to be darkness upon the throne of the Antichrist. And the sixth one is going to be the drying up of the river Euphrates to make way for the kings of the east. And the seventh one is going to be a great earthquake and a rain of hail upon the atmosphere upon the earth. And at that time, that's going to be said. And this is not for the saints. These are going to be the people that blaspheme God, that sinned and wouldn't repent. If you go through that chapter in Revelation 16, 1 through 21, it breaks it all down for you. And it's a sad thing. But that's why we need to read our Bible, and that's why we need to read it from Genesis to Revelation, because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 4 and 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding, because God is not playing. This is going to be a horrible, horrible judgment. Hebrews 10 and 31 said it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and this is so similar to what went on in Egypt. Malachi 3 and 6 says, for I am the Lord, and I change not. So God doesn't change. Sin is sin all day long, and judgment is judgment when it comes to God.
Did you know that that was in the Bible? There is going to be such a catastrophe of things in the earth due to the judgments of God that nobody will be able to escape. It happened before, as Prophetess Taylor said, in the days of Egypt. They did not know that because they reject the releasing of the children of Israel out of Egypt, that it was going to bring them down under the feet of slaves. They did not know that the judgment of God was going to destroy their whole lifestyle. Everything that had to do with living and enjoying life, because they turned around and worship idol gods. They, if you will, they were people of the world, and they didn't want to hear because Pharaoh didn't want to hear. They didn't want to hear because of the mere fact when Moses came down, they rebelled against the man of God, and as they rebelled against the man of God, that put them in under the judgment of the Almighty God. So a lot of times we look at the movie, The Ten Commandments, and it gives us just a brief expression of what went on. But to actually be alive and to suffer all of the hardships and the difficulties that went on, well, then they are themselves, if they could come alive again and tell you, don't go this route, serve the living God, well, then they would probably persuade somebody to serve the Lord God Almighty. But judgment is right around the corner. Matter of fact, it's literally taking place little by little, even as we talk. The scientists say the sun is growing closer to the earth. They say that the ozone layer is being dissipated that protects us from certain sun rays, and as a result, I just heard that the oceans are recapturing land, and it's going to recapture even parts of the East Coast and the West Coast as the polar caps melt. Judgment, people are looking judgment in the face and don't realize it. At a moment and a twinkle of an eye, Jesus is going to come and get everybody out of here before all of these catastrophes can have their effect upon the people of God. And let me go again to Minister Kenneth Davis to find out, what is it in the Bible? Did you know that that was in the Bible? Did you know that the Bible testify a certain thing. Minister Kenneth Davis.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. The subject that I have, and it's not for the faint heart, it's so many different things that are going to happen, and it's so much that I can't even tell it all. And it's about the seven angels with the seven trumpets, and it starts and it goes from Revelation, the 8th chapter, all the way into the 11th chapter. And I'm just going to briefly read some of it. And in the 8th chapter, it starts out, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there was fallen hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were burnt up, and the grass, and the green grass was burnt up. And then the second angel sounded, and as was a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And then the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And then the fourth angel sounded, and the part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Then in Revelation, the 9th chapter, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. It ain't nothing like what's in the movie. It's going to be worse. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of scorpions, which he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire that to die, and death shall flee for them. And then in the 9th chapter, it talks about the sixth angel that sounded. And I heard a voice from four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which were abound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loose, which prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, that them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and brimstone and heads and jacinth, and of the horses which were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. And by three was the third part of men killed by fire, and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouth, for their power is in their mouth and their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads with them that do hurt. And then the last and final one, in Revelation the 11th chapter, you got to read, it's better than a story on television. And the seven angels sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of the world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God in their seats fell upon their faces, and they worshiped God, saying, we give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, was, and art to come, because thou hast taken thee, thy great power, and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time dead, they should be judged, and thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in the temple of the ark of the testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunders and earthquake and great hail. And did you know this was in the Bible? It's nothing like what's on television. It's far greater, but it's going to happen, and it's not for the faint-hearted.
If not for the faint-hearted, did you know that this was in the Bible? I'm reminded of Daniel 2:44. Says, in the days of the kings, these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. In the midst of all the kingdoms of the world, God have already set up a kingdom of which shall never be destroyed, and the king is the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember talking to a man from the nation of Islam. He was saying this to me one day. When everything is over, guess who's going to be standing? I looked at him and I said, if you don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. When it's all over, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be the only person that's standing. So I'm trying to tell you, I listened to you, Minister Davis, and you covered it real well, as well as the other panelists, that which is in the Bible that some people don't know. Because to a lot of people, the world is their destiny. The world is their fulfillment. The world is their only joy. The world is their only rejoicing. The world is their only party times. The world is their only pleasure. And we're here to tell you that that is not the end of your life. Because of the mere fact, you've got to leave the world. Everybody got to leave the world. Sister Antoinette said there's two types of judgment. And one is for the saints, and then the other is for the wicked. We've got to all leave the world. And guess what? A lot of people are trying to leave before time. They're committing suicide on a whole scale measure to the point that they're busting hell wide open, contrary to popular opinion. But the thing, because it's hard, it's impossible to say, Lord, I'm sorry, and be forgiven after you've committed the act. It's only this side of death that you can repent and get forgiven for all of your sins and all of your wrongs. And I listened to you again, Minister Davis. You talked about that death, that so much destruction is going to be poured out. People are going to seek to die. They're going to try to die. And in my mind, I can see someone taking a bunch of pills and barbiturates and others taking a knife and going to stab themselves in the chest, and others trying to put a gun to their head to blow their brains out, so to speak. And I know it sounds gross, but this is what the Bible testifies of, and others trying to jump off of a building. And as they're trying to jump off of a building to commit suicide, but before that knife can have its effect on the heart, before those barbiturates can have their effect upon the heart and upon the body, before that gun can have its effect upon the head, before that person that jumps off a building can hit the Bible says death is going to flee from them, according to what Minister Davis read for us tonight. In other words, death is going to take a vacation. For 5.5, nobody will be able to die. That means that everybody will be in such horrible conditions trying to get out of this world. But for 5.5 months, death will take a vacation. Oh, God is angry with the wicked all day long. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and serve the Lord Jesus Christ, then he will be forgiven of every wicked thing that he's done. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go through the things that are to come. These are things that people did not know that are actually in the Bible. That's why, as has been put by one of our panelists, that people don't read the book of Revelations, because the mere fact it carries such a horrible condition. People that are born again, that saved, they'll read the book of Revelation because they know that Jesus is coming and he's going to take us out of here. It's not because of the mere fact we're better than any other people, but it only testifies that we belong to God and we're his people. You can become one of the people of God yourself. You that are listening to me, you can actually become a blood-washed, born-again believer in Jesus Christ, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of God. Now, for us that actually make it to heaven, for us that are going to heaven, there is a new Jerusalem. After everything is over, said, and done, did you know this was in the Bible? That there's going to come a new Jerusalem, the city of God, made by Jesus Christ, the Lord himself, is going to come down from heaven. And that city, that the new Jerusalem, is going to have such beauty and magnificence. The Bible only describes it as a bride adorned for her husband, Jesus being the husband of the bride. And the city is going to be filled with the people of God. Watch this. In that city, in the new earth, because there's a new heaven and a new earth. Because this one, contrary to the Jehovah's Witnesses, this one will be destroyed. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And because this one, according to 2 Peter, shall be consumed with fire. But when the new Jerusalem comes down, the Bible describes it. There will be no longer any sea. In the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, all things will have been made new. God the Father will dwell among his people. No longer any death, any crying, any pain. Now, for the natural mind, they cannot conceive that. To those that are crying now, they cannot conceive that. To those that are in pain, whether through drugs, alcohol, or by some other means that have been caused, that have used to cause pain to people, it's hard for them to conceive. But there will be no more pain. And not only that, no more death, no more crime. All believers will inherit, watch this, nothing but blessings in the New Jerusalem. You talk about being blessed now. You hear church people talk about being blessed now. This doesn't even scratch the surface of how God's going to bless people. And in the New Jerusalem, we'll all have a brilliance of light that is so beautiful that will be actually a brilliance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are now called the children of light. And that light will be magnified 100,000 times. And then the city has a great high wall, 12 gates guarded by an angel at each one of the gates. And it got 12 names, which are the 12 tribes of Israel, that will appear on the gate. There will be three gates on all four sides of the city. The wall of the city has 12 foundations, and on them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the city will be, not only that, 1,500 miles. That's what I'm trying to say. Why? 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles high, and at the same time, there will be a wall that is made of jasper, and then there will be another wall that's made of different other jewels, and all the walls of heaven will be made of emeralds and jewels and diamonds. And then the city will be pure gold, crystal clear, like crystal clear glass. Pure gold, transparent gold. People are fighting for gold. They're lying and deceiving and cheating for gold down here. But God thinks so little of gold, he's going to pave the whole streets of heaven with nothing but crystal clear gold. And not only that, within the city stones that is going to be made of precious stones that makes up, as again, as I spoke of the walls of the emerald, sardius, sardius, crystal-like, beryl, topaz, amethyst, with all of the stones that people are familiar with. And then the 12 gates are going to be made of 12 pearls, each one of a single pearl. And people and comedians, they make excuses about going through the pearly gates, or they make fun of that. But let me tell you, everybody that make it through those gates, they're going to be in a place of sheer paradise. Not only that, there will be no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, they're going to be the temple of the city. No sun, no moon, for the glory of God will illuminate the city as a lamp is that is illuminated in a dark house. And then the nations will walk in the light of God's glory. Kings of the earth that remain alive, that turn their lives over to Jesus, will bring their kids and bring their young ones to the city. There won't be no night. There won't be no day. No longer will there be any unclean thing, unclean person, or someone that practices sin, iniquity, lying, and deception, and any other abomination. It won't be there. And there will be a river of life, crystal clear. And from that river of life, it will be surrounded by trees, which will be for the healing of the nations. So as a result, that's the New Jerusalem. Heaven is going to be a beautiful place. Not only that, but there will be no longer a curse. The throne of God will be, and the Lamb of God will be in the city. Believers that are now, that is able to see Jesus Christ in the spirit, will see him face to face. And not only that, no longer sun, because the Lord, he's going to illuminate the city again, and there's going to be a great and glorious time when we meet one another in a place called heaven and in a new city called Jerusalem. Right now, I'm getting ready to pray for our listening audience. You've heard that there are some things that are in the Bible. Our subject tonight, did you know that that was in the Bible? Our panelists did an excellent job in covering some of those things that are in the Bible. But they covered what's going to happen to this old world. People have been trying to get out of this world, but they're not doing it the right way. Only Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. But let me pray for you. In case you're backslidden, in case you don't know Jesus Christ, in case you're battling between whether or not you want to live for Christ or not, you heard the good and you heard the bad and the ugly. But now I want you to get ready. If you confess your sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Let me pray. Father, in Jesus' name, save those that need to be saved. Deliver those that need to be delivered. Those that want to turn to you, that are seeking after you. God, in Jesus' name, get a hold to them. Save them and don't let them be the same. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I want to give it right now into the hands of Minister Anthony Mason, that's going to have the last words. And I want to, again, encourage you to listen in to our broadcast. Elder Mason, it's in your hands now. This is Apostle Gregory Martin. Again, thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. This broadcast has been brought to you by Deliverance Unlimited International Church, 2426 Fabron Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331, where our service times are 10 a.m. Sunday school, 11 a.m. Sunday morning worship, and 6 p.m. Sunday evening worship. You can also join us on Wednesday nights at 7:30 for Wednesday evening Bible study. We thank you for listening to Did You Know That This Was in the Bible? And we ask you to join us again on Thursday night for another broadcast, and also on Friday night for our Sunday morning replay. Thank you for listening in. God bless you and good night.
I need all the miracles in the house to get up. If you're a miracle, stand up on your feet and make some noise in here. Let's go.
Put it up, come on. Every time
put it up, come on.
Every time
put it up, come on.
Need- Thank you.